predictions. As we did the Jets earlier in the show around 2:30. If you missed the Odyssey app, go to it. Odyssey app around 2:30. Just download it, rewind, and you can check out me predicting the Jets record. And what we did was we smoothly ripped up or put in 17 W's for wins, 17 L's for losses, crumpled them up, put them in a hat. Excuse me. And then we went through the schedule, the NFL schedule for the Jets, and we pulled out wins and losses per game. And we came up with a 7-10 record. So now let's pull up the Giants schedule. New York Giants 2026 schedule. Let us pull this up. Let's see where we're at. And then we're going to go through and we'll figure out together Prediction City. Let's play some music. NFL is back, even though we're still very far away. We're scrapping away the preseason games as nobody cares about the Vikings, the Dolphins, and then the Jets. So nobody cares about those guys. We go straight to week one. Straight to week one. Dallas, prime time. 8:20 start. Here we go. Shuffle these around a little bit. And we will go. Here we go, people. Week one. Do you have any predictions of what this will be?
Win.
We think it's a win. Oh, you're right. W. Look at that. So the Giants start out the prime time schedule with a win. Okay, here we go. Now we go September 21st. That's a Monday night. They fly out to L.A. 8:15. Against the Los Angeles Rams. And they get... That's a W. 2-0. All right. Now we go back to the 1 o'clock game. They have Robert Saleh and their old friend Brian Daboll back in town. Sunday, September 27th. Tennessee Titans. We shall see. What is it? Oh, it's an L. All right, so they take the L to the Tennessee Titans. They get revenge. Brian Daboll and company get revenge on the Giants. All right, here we go. Sunday, October 4th. Arizona. The Cardinals coming to town, 1 o'clock. Ooh. Let's see, this one looks... We got a W. We got a W. That's a win. Week four, a win for the Giants. All right. Sunday, October 11th, week five, heading out to Washington versus the Commanders. All right. Let's see what we got here. Again, we're picking these out of a hat. We'll see how this goes. Oh, another win.
How about that?
Add that to the list. Another win. So right now, win, win, loss, win, win. Versus New Orleans. Sunday, October 18th. It's a 1 o'clock game at home. Was it Tyler Shuck? Is that his name? We see. Oh. Disappointment, a loss. They lost last year to the Saints. So, that you know what? I get that. I can see that. Forward to. We head to Houston, the Texans, Sunday, October 25th. Again, not a primetime game. It's the 1 p.m. start. Dee, dee, dee. Oh, a loss. That is a loss. All right, 4-3. Week 8 is a bye. So, there you go. No bye. No wins, no losses for the byes. Okay. Week 9, Sunday, November 8th, 1 p.m. game in Philadelphia. We got ourselves a win. We got ourselves a W. All right, I don't know where we are. I lost count, so I'm not really sure where we're at right now. But that was a W for the Giants. We go Thursday night football, November 12th. The Washington Commanders. The Commanders are coming to town. I don't know what happened last time, but let's see. This is a big fat L. It's an L. Okay. Sunday, November 22nd, the Jacksonville Jaguars come to town. Oh, I picked up two.
They're good.
They put them both back. Can't do that. I picked out two by accident. They were stuck together. All right, here we go. And here is a W. We got a win. That is against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Sunday, November 22nd. Then off to the Colts, Sunday, November 29th, 1 p.m. Not a primetime game. Not a primetime game. Let's see. This is week 12 at this point in time. Oh! Another W! Write that down, Nick. Another W. I don't know where we're at right now. But we're at week 13. I can tell you that much. San Francisco 49ers coming to town Sunday, December 6th. Not a primetime game. Just a 1 o'clock start. San Francisco 49ers, December 6th. Oh, another W. We got a W. There it is. By the way, 17 W's, 17 L's, put in a hat. That's what I done did. And I'm picking them out now, week by week. Week 14, Sunday, December 13th, we're going out to Seattle. Where's the music? Where's the music? Oh, there it is. Yay! W! We got ourselves a win. Winner! I don't know what we're up to right now, but I feel like it's heavy W's for the Giants. All right. Sunday, December 20th. This is week 15. Cleveland Browns coming to town. That is a W. 15. That was week 15, December 20th. Cleveland Browns, 1 o'clock start. That's a W. All right. We got three games left. Yeah, three games left. Detroit, Dallas, Philadelphia. The pressure's on. I don't know where we're at right now. But don't.
Neither do I. I was busy talking to Joe B.
Well, I hope. Did you keep track?
Somewhat.
Oh, boy. All right. Detroit. We're going to Detroit. Primetime game. Monday, December 28th. That is an L. L. Two games left. Off to Dallas. Sunday, January 3rd. Not a primetime game. That is an L. Uh-oh, back-to-back L's, that's not good. And then finally, week 18, TBD flex game, whatever that means. But it's home versus Philadelphia. That part I got. Ooh, that's an L. That's three L's in a row. So, final tally, because I've lost count there. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 L's. Is that correct?
Sounds right to me.
That means we have 10 wins. The Giants' 2026 record. 10-7. How about that? How do you feel about that, Nick?
It'd be great if it actually happens, but I doubt it.
Is that a playoff team?
Possibly.
It's pretty good. Let's see. Let's look at the teams last year who made the playoffs and what their records were. Let's see. They don't show the record this week. Either way, 10-7 is a much more improved team from last year.
I think a lot of the Giants fans would sign up for 10-7.
Yeah, but the three losses in a row at the end of the season would hurt, because if they are 10-4, right? Again, this is just, by the way, I don't really know. We just pulled it out of a hat, literally pulled it out of a hat. But just imagine if that's how the season goes and it's 10-4 and you have to win one game to make the playoffs and you lose to Detroit, you lose to Dallas, and then you lose to Philly. That is a dagger. That would be tough. That would be a tough pill to swallow. But 10-7 is better than 7-10. But again, listen, not bad records for both teams. Jets, even though the Jets fan would probably be a little miffed because the fact that a 7-10 record takes them away from a, you know, great draft pick and a good playoff spot. The fact is, you're playing relevant football, I guess. You're playing in some tight games. You're winning games, which is good. And the Giants, the 10-7 record is really good because that shows your playoff caliber.